Julius Caesar used to have a saying, "The brave man dies once, the coward dies every day." How often we are faced with decisions and with choices that we are unsure of, we are tentative. Perhaps we have been disappointed in a process, in an organization, in friends, and even in ourselves. Well, this Sunday of the myrrh-bearing woman, which also reminds us of St. Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, two followers of Jesus who hesitated to admit so publicly, that sometimes in those very moments, we turn to God and remind ourselves, religion is not just about me. One writer said, 50% of every prayer is 100% perfect. Because 50% of every prayer is God's part. How easy it is to forget when we lose faith that prayer is not a monologue or a soliloquy, but it is a dialogue. It is an invitation to a relationship that, unlike some Far Eastern religions, meditation and prayer is not an exercise that produces something within us because of processes or methodologies, but it is an outreach to the living God who wants to have a relationship with us, that this prayer, done sincerely and in faith, rouses the Creator of the universe and is always a surprise. The myrrh-bearing women go to the grave to see Jesus. And he said, "Why did you go there? When the angel appeared, he is not among the dead. He is among the living." We do sometimes go to dead issues in our life. We are tempted to rehash old wounds, pick at scabs, and think of things that have hurt us. But the Irish have a saying, "There is no future in the past." We are meant to look forward. And that is why when Jesus gets up from the dead, just as the angels, when they come to speak with us, what do the angels say? What does Jesus say when he meets his disciples? "Rejoice. Peace be with you. Shalom." Shalom is a peace of conscience. It is not the absence of conflict or the lack of challenge in your life or even fear at making various choices. It is a conviction that my God can lead me through anything, even through things that may cause me death. But I should look forward and seek the Lord in places of light. As you know, courage is not the absence of fear, but it is doing, thinking, and living in spite of it. May God grant each of you the resolve to look for opportunity, to look for new choices, to make profoundly joyful decisions. As a final thought, most people don't know that the Hail Mary in English is not the same in Ukrainian. Our translation is different. We say "Hail Mary, full of grace," but the angel didn't say "Hail." If you read the original Greek, this is what we keep in Ukrainian: Богородице Діво, радуйся. The angel said to Mary, "Rejoice." Not Ave. In Greek, the word is rejoice. So even after the trauma of the crucifixion, the abandonment by his disciples, When Jesus rises from the dead, he doesn't say, where are those guys? I want to get them. He says, rejoice and peace be with you. It is good for us to repeat this to ourselves. When things get tough, when you don't know what's going on, maybe that would be the time to turn to the God who conquered death and whisper to yourself quietly, rejoice, peace, shalom. Christos Voskres.